Good afternoon. It's 10 to 3 and 8 degrees outside our East York studios. This is Observer Radio News. I'm your host, Andrew Phillips. Now for our top story. At least one Canadian was killed in a bombing late Thursday in Morocco. A suicide bomber walked into a cafe in the city of Marrakech, a major tourism city in Morocco, and set off an explosive device. The Moroccan government has confirmed that at least 15 people were killed in the blast and have said that the bomb may have been set off remotely. And after months of hype and William and Kate Middleton finally tied the knot. The wedding took place in the storied Westminster Abbey, and the ceremony ended with a carriage ride to Buckingham Palace. Keeping with tradition, the newlyweds emerged on the balcony to kiss. The big story coming out of the wedding, of course, is the dress. Lady Kate's dress came from the house of Alexander McQueen, the designer who died last year. Royal watchers worldwide speculated as to who would design the dress, but the Middleton camp had remained tight-lipped. Toronto CN Tower is Canada's tallest freestanding structure and a haven for tourists. Thousands of people a day take the minute-long ride up the glass-floored elevator for fine dining or to take in the sights. But twice a year, the stairways are open for a good cause. As Andrew Phillips reports, the sky was the limit for one fundraiser. That's how many stairs climbers faced on April 16th during the 21st annual CN Tower Climb. The event raised over $1 million for WWF, which will be used to help promote green energy. But it's not all about the money raised. Gerald Butts, president of WWF, the climbers got their own reward as well.
Well, this was my third time on Thursday, and speaking from personal experience, very difficult challenge, and you feel like you've accomplished something. I think it's the same reason I like to do triathlons, swim long distance. It's still a challenge, and I feel like you've done something when you're finished.
There was some climbers. Members of Toronto Fire faced off against firefighting students from Georgian College in Barrie. The five best times for each team were added together to decide the winner. But it wasn't just about who was fastest. For Georgian College student Terry Kilby, it was about motivating the next group of students.
I hope so. Like, it was a lot of fun. We're trying to get the next intake to get going as much as what we do for fundraising. And again, the more you can get out there for helping other people, the more they'll want to help you.
Andrew Phillips, Observer Radio News, Toronto. And finally, in the election, there's only 3 days left until voting, Canada, so make sure that you get out to the polls on Monday. In the polls, the Conservatives hold on to a 6-point lead over the NDP, who have been surging in recent weeks, taking an 8-point lead over the Liberals. And now switching to sports. The Blue Jays open up a 3-game set tonight against the Yankees in New York. This is the second time the teams have met this year. Last time, they split the series 1-1. Ricky Romero gets the ball tonight as he tries to shut down the big bats of the Bronx Bombers. The Jays are coming off of series against the Texas Rangers, where they won 3 of 4. And in hockey, the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs continue tonight, with the Tampa Bay Lightning opening up their series in Washington against those Capitals. And in the West, the Detroit Red Wings are taking on the San Jose Sharks. Last night, the Nashville Predators were shut out by Roberto Luongo and the Vancouver Canucks. Canucks win it 1-0. And finally, in entertainment, the UFC Fan Expo comes to the Rogers Centre this weekend in preparation for a UFC fight. The expo will include seminars, tips, giveaways, and you can even get to meet some of your favorite UFC stars. UFC 129 is happening this weekend at the Rogers Centre, the main event being George St. Pierre, Canadian boy, taking on Jack Shields. And that's it for Observer Radio News for April 29, 2011. For more news, sports, and entertainment, check out observerradionews.ca. For all the people here at Observer, I'd like to thank you for listening and hope you have a great weekend.